This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that time we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. I'm Pastor Tommy Brown. It's my joy to be with you today, to pray with you. If you have a need, a concern, a care, a worry, a praise, a celebration, we want to join you with that. And the Word says that we should weep with those who are weeping and rejoice with those who are rejoicing. And so we want to come and join whatever is going on in your life, be it good, bad, or indifferent. It all belongs to God. And we want to come and give Him glory and praise for all of it. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information. So don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We just want to lift you up to the Lord. And Lord, we do praise you and thank you and celebrate you this day because you are a good and gracious God. You are mighty and awesome. And we praise you, Lord. We give you all glory because you are such a good and gracious God. Because you meet our every need. Because in you we can find hope for every situation in every moment of our lives. Lord, we pray that you will work in the lives of your people today, move with power and might and strengthen them, that they would experience you in all your goodness, all your fullness, and all your mercy. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests. We always like to get into the Word of God to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right. And today, well, not just today, but we've been looking at the book of Genesis. We've been looking at the book of Genesis and talking about how Genesis is really under assault. Genesis is under assault in our culture today. The first three chapters of Genesis, you look at all the things that are happening in our culture today. And a lot of it is trying to challenge God's created order and how he designed the world to work. And we've spent the first part of this is really talking about that design, talking about how God did indeed create the world, and design the world to work in a certain way. The world is ordered to work in a certain way. And that when we live out that way, good things happen. And when we abandon that way, bad things happen. And as we have continually abandoned God's way, bad things have been happening. So we're going to pick up. So we're not going verse by verse through all three chapters of Genesis. We're kind of, you know, hitting some key passages along the way. And we're in chapter 1. We're looking at verse 20. Yesterday we talked about God declaring his desire to create man, making him in his image, and then giving him a purpose. Right? And we've talked about that the last 2 days. Now we're going to talk about the nature of humanity. 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. This is a vital verse. So, God says he's going to make man in his own image, and we talked, I think, Tuesday about that, about what significance of being made in the image of God, that we reflect him. But notice how he says this. God created an image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Now, we get chapter 2 delves into more detail the creation of male and female. You don't actually have two stories of creation in the Bible. There's one in one, chapter 1, and then 2 kind of focuses in on this day where God creates humanity. But notice humanity in its totality is male and female in our culture today. You know, it began with, you know, gender is a social construct, biology is assigned at birth, or your sex is assigned at birth, and things like this, which is nonsense. Just say that. It's nonsense. One, it's not even scientifically true. There are two distinct biological sexes. There is not a spectrum. It is not a social construct. It is a reality. We are male or we are female. Period. This is who we are. This is how God created us. And notice that this is, when God talks about creating humanity, he says humanity is male and female. It's, you can't have humanity with just male. You can't have humanity with just female. It's incomplete. You need both male and female to have humanity if you're to have man. You need both male and female. Both are essential. Both are vital. They are unique. They are different. They are not the same. And both are essential and vital for the good functioning of society and for the good functioning. Indeed, without both, you can't, humanity would die out, one, right? I mean, that's fairly obvious. But to be imagers of God requires male and female. Remember, God's creating us in his image. He's creating man in his image. And part of that image is male. Humanity as male and female is part of the imaging of God. Because it takes male and female to create new life, to create, you know, new human beings. Participate in that work of creation as we participate with God, the giver of life, and he has allowed us to partake. And that's, you know, one of the main ways, obviously, that we participate in the image of God, that we are co-creators with him, if you will. They told us and invited us to participate in the creation of new life. But that requires male. And then the raising, developing of that life requires male and female. Notice that right after he creates him, he says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. It's a command, right? A command. It's a blessing for us to be fruitful. It's a blessing. God says, this is a blessing that you can participate in this. But it takes both male and female. And it takes them into their distinct natures and roles. The good functioning of society requires the unique things that men bring. And the good functioning of society requires the unique things that women bring. When we lack either one of those, or when either one of those is diminished, our culture suffers. When they become distorted or twisted or when men begin acting like women and women begin acting like men, things get thrown out of whack. Because we need those unique things that men and women bring. You look at the raising of children. Mothers bring something to kids that is unique to them that a dad brings. Mothers contribute something to the raising of children that is unique to them as mothers, as women. that every child needs. Just as dads bring something unique to kids, fathers bring something unique to kids that is essential, that only they can bring. And to lack either one of those is problematic. We've seen the problem of fatherlessness in our home, and we know full well how that has negatively impacted kids. But we know full well when both parents aren't there, and because we have so many children born out of, that when both parents aren't there, you know, the studies are overwhelming, and they're all the same. The kids do worse. They do worse. They have higher rates of suicide, higher rates of high school dropout, higher rates of criminality, higher rates of drug use, higher rates of premarital sex. Higher rates on every negative indicator. Because they're lacking that thing, right? They're lacking something vital and essential. I don't say this to, you know, I'm not trying to put down single parents. I know sometimes it, you know, it happens. You know, sometimes there's a death of a spouse. You know, there's all kinds of reasons that that can occur. And, you know, single parents are doing the best they can in the situation that they have. But the truth is, it's not really fair to them either. And then ask whether it's a dad raising the kids or a mom raising the kids alone. They're being asked to do things that they're not created and designed to do. They're asked to fill a role that they're not made to fill. Dads can't be moms, and moms can't be dads. We can do our best to try to, you know, fill that role when we can, but at the end of the day, dads just aren't made to be moms, and moms aren't made to be dads. Men and women bring unique things. They are not interchangeable. They are distinct, they are unique, and they are necessary. That distinction and that uniqueness are necessary. They're vital to the good functioning of society. And if we don't have it, bad things occur. And we see an assault on this idea in our culture today, which says men and women are interchangeable. You can just, you know, it's just all social constructs. You can just pass back and forth. Do surgeries, a couple of hormone shots, boom. But you're not. Men cannot become women. And it doesn't matter how many surgeries they have or how many hormones they take, they will never be women. Likewise, women will never be men, no matter how many hormones they take. But maybe what's most sad is that they want to be that. They want to be other than they are. We see this especially with young women today, which, by the way, is a totally unique and new phenomenon. As late as the 1980s, there was no literature, none, in the psychiatric world, in the psychology world, dealing with, you know, young women suffering from gender dysphoria. None. You know why? Because it never happened. They never saw it. Almost all the literature dealt with young boys aged 3 to 5 who would sometimes, you know, feel like they were girls, and usually they grew out of it. Like 99% of the time, 95% of the time, they grew out of it. And sometimes they wouldn't, and, you know, there'd be psychological intervention, counseling, what have you. But usually, even back then, in the late 90s, the counseling was to help them be boys. It wasn't to help them move or change or transition. Now we have an entire political movement, and that's really what it is, because it's not a scientific movement, because it's the science is not on their side. Political and cultural movement. That, at its heart, is an assault on God's created order. And remember, behind all of this, there is always a spiritual battle being waged. And the spiritual elements that are in opposition to God. We don't hear about this. You know, we'll hear about all the political aspects of this and the cultural aspects of this in our news and things. What we don't hear about is the spiritual aspect of this. This is spiritual warfare. Why is this suddenly coming up? Why have suddenly girls, this just explosion of girls saying, you know, I don't want to be a girl anymore. The assault on womanhood, which is very troubling. But this is a spiritual battle. We know about the spiritual forces arrayed against God, the powers and principalities of this dark world. The Bible talks about them. They are real. You know, part of the heavenly host has rebelled against God, just as humanity rebelled against God. And they are waging war and trying to deceive people. And this is that part of that deception. See, they know how God created the world. They know how God created the world to work. And they know if they can subvert his created order, they can sow chaos among humanity. Right? Remember, they're enemies of humanity. They're not just enemies of God. They're enemies of humanity. These spiritual forces hate God, but they hate us as well. And to the extent they want us to rebel against God, it's to see us destroyed. Jesus said of Satan, he comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. Steal, kill, destroy. He's not here to help anybody. He's waging war against humanity as much as he's waging war against God. And the spiritual host that is arrayed against God is waging war against God and humanity. And they know that they can sow destruction among humanity by getting them to reject God's design and purpose for them. And right now, one of the ways they're doing that is by assaulting the very idea of male and female. Saying it doesn't matter, they're interchangeable, there's no difference, blah, blah, blah. All of this is false and a lie. But it is at its heart a spiritual lie. But it's not by accident. These spiritual forces are strategically targeting God's created order as he established and outlined it in the first two or three chapters of Genesis. And at every point, they are assaulting it and trying to subvert it and undo it. Because they know that if they can, they will undo humanity as well. It will lead to our ruin and destruction. It will sow chaos. And it will do. This is why Paul reminds us our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle is not against the people pushing this. Our battle is against the spiritual forces that are deceiving them into believing it. They are deceived. They are blind. They've been blinded by the spirit of this world. And the only way to change that is to open their eyes through Jesus Christ. Because this is a spiritual battle, it's going to require spiritual weapons to win. This deception, you're not going to argue people out of it. I mean, the facts are there. They're obvious. They're clear. They're not open for debate about the reality of distinct biological sexes. It's like gravity. Right? The people who deny that are like flat earth people. You're not going to argue them out of that. It's a spiritual deception. You might be able to pray them out of it. But ultimately, it's going to require God opening their eyes. We need to combat this with spiritual truth. We need to remind people that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. See, right now the world's telling these young people especially that you're a mistake, your body is a curse, and the only help for you is to mate your body and pump you full of drugs. That's not a loving message. That's not a kind message. That's an affirming message. That is a hateful message, a destructive message. To tell someone you're a mistake, your body's a curse, we need to mutilate you, we need drugs. And by the way, those people that have those surgeries, that's lifetime. You don't just a surgery and it's done. The rest of their lives, they have to continually have those surgeries over and over again because their body tries to heal, right? They're creating false things in those bodies and their body's rejecting it. So it's a lifetime of surgeries, a lifetime of drugs. It's doing who knows what to them, how it's impacting their health in negative ways. That's not a loving message. We have a better message for them. We have hope to tell them that your body is not, you are not a mistake. Your body is not a curse. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Just as you are. And you have value and worth for who you are as God created you. You don't need to be changed physically. Changed spiritually, maybe, not physically. To be reminded and shown that you are a child of the King, that you are his precious creation, and that you are a vital and necessary part of the good functioning of humanity, whether you're a man or a woman. We need to affirm people for who God made them to be and teach spiritual truth to them in love and kindness and pray against the spiritual forces that are deceiving them. We need a culture. We need a society where men are men and women are women, where they are fulfilling out their God-given purpose and realizing that there are unique things that men bring to society that are vital and necessary for its good functioning, and there are unique things that women bring to a society that are vital and necessary for its good functioning. And we vitally, absolutely need both of them. And both are under assault today. And it's harming us. And it's coming at great cost. And we need to pray against the spiritual foe to sow destruction and death. And pray the truth of Christ and the truth of God is revealed. For prayer for everyone in Chester County, Pennsylvania area, a lot of people got flooded out last night and yesterday, and of course, Louisiana and everywhere. Lord, we pray for the folks in Chester County, Pennsylvania, and for elsewhere, Lord, that are being impacted by Ida and being impacted by the floods and the rain. Lord, we for those who are lost their homes, for those who have had been forced to leave their homes, your care and provision to be over them. Lord, we pray for the protection of lives. We pray for your church to rise up, Lord, and to show the hands and feet of Jesus that in this time of need, that your people will step forward, will meet that need, and will do all that they can to show the love of Christ in a real way, in a tangible way. And that through that service, Lord, many will come in Christ. Lord, so we pray that your people will their homes and how those who've been displaced and harmed. It'll be through your people and through your church and doing your work. So Lord, raise them up that we may shine the light of Christ even into these dark areas on all those who've been impacted and hurt and harmed through this. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And lastly, a request, an unspoken request for a listener. And then also asking prayer for their wife who had a health issue last night. And just not sure what happened. Lord, we pray for this listener, first of all, for this unspoken request. We lift that up before you. Lord, you know that need. You know that request. And we pray that you will work for your good and or for their good and your glory in their life in this matter, however they be. And Lord, we pray for their wife who had this health incident last night. We're not sure exactly what that is, but you know. Lord, we pray that that this would not be anything serious. We pray that she would be restored to full health and strength. There would not be any major issue here. And Lord, that that there be no concern or fear or anxiety as you touch and heal her. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you ever have a prayer request, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. Let us know how we can pray for you. If you call here Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893, there's always folks here who would be happy to pray with you right away if you need immediate prayer. Or you can email or text to prayer at yeshome.com at any time. Get that prayer request in, and we'll pray for you on the next Prayer Closet. Or go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the chat now button. Get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. This has been the Prayer Closet. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless everyone.